Okay, well, apparently at least a few people like my little brief audio blogs that I've been doing a few times, so for the time being I'm doing it still, again, what have you. I only turned the first one into a video so far, but I guess I'll do the second one and put that on my YouTube channel, because apparently people see and like that. And then, of course, I can embed those here on this blog page, in addition to having the initial audio here on the blog page. I expect that the audio will always first be available on the blog page, although the storage on the blog page is a little bit more limited, in principle anyway. I supposedly have a maximum amount of media storage on the blog that I would not, as far as I know, have on YouTube. At least I've never seen any indication that there's a maximum storage space on YouTube. There may be. If there is, and it's important, I suppose it'd be good for someone to let me know. But the amount of information required to store a video is vastly larger than audio. Although for my videos, that's probably not the case, since I basically just have the audio with just a fixed picture up there. And that's become easier now with the Clipchamp, that's it, thing that Microsoft has. If I keep these to 10 minutes at a time for the raw recording time, which will then obviously be reduced further by truncating the silences and cutting out coughs and ums and things like throat clearings, it ends up being somewhere in the 8.5 minute range. As for what to talk about, I guess I can be pretty much extemporaneous. Today I have a little bit of subject matter in mind, which I'll get to in a second. I have to admit, I don't know, I'm considering it a sort of confession, that I have not yet signed up for any kind of health insurance. Those of you who read my blog will know that that's been something that's been kind of hanging over my head. I'm nervous about the expense, but I'm more nervous about just actually calling somebody to set it up. I don't trust government site, which is probably just paranoid on my part, but so I'm paranoid. It's, it is what it is. But also, just mainly just, I guess, I have trouble forcing myself to do it. It feels intimidating. It feels like there's a mental block. Maybe it's that pathological demand avoidance I keep hearing about. But it's a lot of it has to do with just my depression and my desire not to take care of myself anyway, because I really don't have anything worth preserving. I mean, this is the extent of my personal interactions, other than talking to my sister on the phone, which, I mean, I like talking to my sister on the phone, don't get me wrong, but I can't talk on the phone to her every day, all day, and everything, and every day after work, and I don't know. I'm not very interesting, I think. Maybe in small 10-minute bursts I am, or equivalently, however long it takes someone to read my blog. I don't know. I almost just stayed at the house today, just laid around. Anyway, the thing I had a few things to talk about with respect to the tri-rail. I guess it's complaints in a sense. There used to be a drinking fountain on each side of the track at Hollywood Station, and it had a higher, taller, and a shorter fountain access area. Then for a long time they were out of order, and then now they've just been removed. I thought maybe they would replace them, but apparently they have no intention to do that. I'm presuming that they took them out, even though they were very handy if you had been walking to the train station, as I often did, or if just it was a hot day in Florida, which occasionally happens, weirdly enough, to have a drinking fountain. And it's water. Water is not very expensive, but they want you to go to the stupid soda machine and buy their water or soda or what have you there for, I don't know, $2 a half a liter or more, which is 100 times, 1,000, I don't know how many multiples it is of what you would pay for tap water or what they would pay for tap water. and it's just the same water. So that's really irritating, and it makes me want to, in my dark fantasies, just vandalize all of those machines. You know, just hit them all with Molotov cocktails and pour Drano all over all of them and just destroy them all. It's very irritating, the profiteering when they used to provide water for everybody. On a related note, speaking of water in the other direction, the Tri-Rail trains boast in their announcements and have restrooms on each of the cars. But on the, I think it's the 602 train, in any case, it's the second train northbound in the morning, the restroom on the front car is always locked. It's not occupied, it's locked. I suspect for the use of the conductor and or whoever the security person is up there. They always keep it locked, at least if it's this one woman. And you have to try to go to the rear, but then the middle car is out of order. It was out of order today. It was out of order last week. It was out of order the week before. So in other words, that restroom on that car has been out of order for weeks. And there's only one more car, the very far rear car. And that one, of course, oddly enough, is frequently occupied. And walking all the way from the front car to the rear car is not only quite a trek, but hazardous. People with bikes in the way, the train jostles. I sit in the front car because when I get to my destination, Deerfield Beach, there's no bridge to cross over the train tracks in Deerfield Beach, so the only place to cross is at the road, which is near the front of the train. The front of the train going northbound is closest to the road and to the railroad crossing. So that's where I sit. At Hollywood, there's a bridge crossing. I can cross the bridge and get over there and get to the other side either way. So that's irritating. So I sit in the front car for convenience reasons and for prior planning reasons. I think it through. And also the rear cars have more bikes. People aren't really supposed to bring bikes to the front car. So the lady announces all the time, you know, for your convenience, there are restrooms and trash cans and all Tri-Rail cars, but they're not. They're not available. This morning, none of them were available. The rear one was locked, the middle one's out of order, the front one is locked. So basically, I had to wait until I got off the train and then walked to the office to use the restroom, which I'm capable of, obviously, but it's unpleasant when there's supposed to be restrooms available and you're paying to use the train. Part of what you're paying for is the conveniences they provide. So, if anyone out there works for Tri-Rail, this is an official complaint. I'm probably going to call the office today anyway, because this has happened several times. And that's me being petty and vindictive. At least I didn't pee on the floor in the Tri-Rail train, which is what my impulse is. I wouldn't do that, because that would be rude to other passengers. Anyway, that's 10 minutes of raw recording, and it'll be trimmed down. Look for the other videos, quote-unquote, to be going up later today and tomorrow and stuff.